Laughing, the two men shook hands.
"Shameful, yes," said Nicodemus Nicholas, "but to such a data nibbler as myself, there can be no secrets. I heard about the legs."
Tzu Chung made a dismissive gesture.
"Undetected pre-aneurysmic condition, minor stroke. And my legs, well, brain surgery has been recommended, but there are risks, you know. I do not feel I can take small chances at the moment."
He shrugged, then gave Nicodemus an amused, considering look.
"You're looking very well, Nicholas. Edging gracefully, one might say. But why would my old teacher leave his electric citadel to hunt me down? Did I forget to hand in an assignment?"
Nicodemus shook his head.
"No, Tzu Chung. Quite the reverse, to be frank. I assume that you know about the Earth Sphere ships currently heading to join the Hegemony Armada."
The Overcounselor gave a sad nod.
"Indeed I do, old friend. My grandson is serving aboard one of them. There is deep disquiet about this, even more than there was over continuing the Yamanon deployment. But the coalition is still holding, still backing the president.
Darien is going to be punished, Tzu Chung," Nicodemus said. "That is what the Hegemony does."
"I know.
What if I could... No, what if you could offer up proof that the potential tragedy is far, far greater than anyone thinks? That the survivors of a lost Sino colony have reached Darien to fight alongside the planet's defenders?"
"Wait, you're talking about that joke clip that went around earlier today. Is that why?"
"No, Tzu Chung. What you saw was a grey intel hatchet job. The original is very different."
He took a small silvery card from an inside pocket.
"Can I show you?"
Tzu Chung Ho smiled and gestured for him to proceed. Nicodemus stuck the card to the inside of the glass enclosure, unfolded it to a hair-thin screen about a foot square, then thumbed a symbol on its lower right corner. At once, Kafiri Rafag's report began to play. The Overcounselor remained outwardly impassive all the way through. When it was over, he took off his glasses and cleaned them with a piece of fine tissue, which he then used to dab lightly at the corners of his eyes.
"It appears authentic," he said. "Tzu Chung, I assure you..."
The Overcounselor stopped him with an upraised hand.
"I don't doubt it for a second. Your trust is not misplaced. The question is this. Will this be enough to persuade your regional colleagues to back a call for the Earth Sphere contingent to either withdraw or stand down?"